You are invited to visit the Stream Globe online radio. The link is streamglobe.radio. That is www.streamglobe.radio. You will find the link at the end of every devotional text. This online radio is a 24-hour radio service filled with edifying sermons, edifying Christian music, talk shows, and of course, Stream Globe devotional. Stream Globe online radio has been optimized to minimize internet data consumption. Hi everyone. This is just a quick heads up to stay safe on WhatsApp. Unfortunately, there are some people out there who may try to trick you into sharing sensitive information. Please remember that no one from Stream Globe would ever ask you for codes or numbers. Also, if you're on any of our Stream Globe WhatsApp groups, if you receive any unsolicited messages from a member of your WhatsApp group, don't panic. Don't leave the group. Simply block and report such a person to WhatsApp using the report option. They won't be able to send you messages again, and WhatsApp will take appropriate action to prevent this from happening to others. Such people will most likely be eventually banned by WhatsApp. So please be careful as you use WhatsApp, and remember to forward Stream Globe devotional to your friends and contacts on WhatsApp. Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Grace for the Journey Part 2. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall be taking our Bible reading from Matthew chapter 7 verse 7. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened for you. I have just read from the New English Translation Bible. Gbemi started noticing a spiritual weariness creeping in. It wasn't linked to any specific wrongdoing, but he sensed a significant dip in his faith, lower than he had felt in a while. This made it clear to him that he needed an extra boost of grace for the journey ahead. Think of God's grace like a kind of spiritual life force. You can have an abundance of it or be running low. Even though Gbemi asked God to increase his grace and faith, he didn't see an immediate change in his spirit. That's when he realized it was time to take action and seek. He chose to embark on a period of fasting to seek the Lord's guidance. During this time, God revealed areas in Gbemi's life that didn't align with his divine plan. Gbemi repented and made the necessary adjustments right away. The Lord wanted to elevate Gbemi to a higher level of grace and glory, but his current state of heart couldn't fully embrace it. Gbemi received an infusion of grace when he dedicated time to seek the Lord's face and get spiritually aligned. Occasionally, when we ask for help and it doesn't immediately come, it could be a sign that it's time to seek. Many times, Christians find that when they earnestly seek the Lord through prayer and fasting, their grace multiplies. This results in an increased ability to confront strong spiritual challenges and command difficult situations in line with God's will. As you go about your day, make it a habit to earnestly seek the Lord. Remember, when you seek, you will find, because God is your loving Father. Pray like this: Heavenly Father, please empower me to seek you earnestly and align myself with your will and strength. In Jesus' name, amen. Our yearly Bible reading plan for today shall be taken from Proverbs chapter 21 to chapter 22. Now, this Bible reading plan is continuous. So if you begin with us today, for example, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The audio for today's Bible reading comes up next. Proverbs chapter 21 to chapter 22.
In the Lord's hand, the king's heart is a stream of water that he channels toward all who please him. People may think all their ways are right, but the Lord weighs the heart. To do what is right and just is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. Haughty eyes and a proud heart, the unplowed field of the wicked, produce sin. The plans of the diligent lead to profit, as surely as haste leads to poverty. A fortune made by a lying tongue is a fleeting vapor and a deadly snare. The violence of the wicked will drag them away, for they refuse to do what is right. The way of the guilty is devious, but the conduct of the innocent is upright. Better to live on a corner of the roof than share a house with a quarrelsome wife. The wicked crave evil. Their neighbors get no mercy from them. When a mocker is punished, the simple gain wisdom. By paying attention to the wise, they get knowledge. The righteous one takes note of the house of the wicked and brings the wicked to ruin. Those who shut their ears to the cry of the poor will also cry out and not be answered. A gift given in secret soothes anger, and a bribe concealed in the cloak pacifies great wrath. When justice is done, it brings joy to the righteous, but terror to evildoers. Whoever strays from the path of prudence comes to rest in the company of the dead. Whoever loves pleasure will become poor. Whoever loves wine and olive oil will never be rich. The wicked become a ransom for the righteous, and the unfaithful for the upright. Better to live in a desert than with a quarrelsome and nagging wife. The wise store up choice food and olive oil, but fools gulp theirs down. Whoever pursues righteousness and love finds life, prosperity, and honor. One who is wise can go up against the city of the mighty and pull down the stronghold in which they trust. Those who guard their mouths and their tongues keep themselves from calamity. The proud and arrogant, mocker is their name. They behave with insolent fury. The craving of sluggards will be the death of them, because their hands refuse to work. All day long, they crave for more, but the righteous give without sparing. The sacrifice of the wicked is detestable. How much more so when brought with evil intent? Those who give false witness will perish, but a careful listener will testify successfully. The wicked put up a bold front, but the upright give thought to their ways. There is no wisdom, no insight, no plan that can succeed against the Lord. The horse is made ready for the day of battle, but victory rests with the Lord.
A good name is more desirable than great riches. To be esteemed is better than silver or gold. Rich and poor have this in common: the Lord is the maker of them all. The prudent see danger and take refuge, but the simple keep going and pay the penalty. Humility is the fear of the Lord. Its wages are riches and honor and life. In the paths of the wicked are snares and pitfalls, but those who would preserve their life stay far from them. Start children off on the way they should go, and even when they are old, they will not turn from it. The rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is slave to the lender. Those who sow injustice reap calamity, and the rod they wield in fury will be broken. The generous will themselves be blessed, for they share their food with the poor. Drive out the mocker and out goes strife. Quarrels and insults are ended. One who loves a pure heart and who speaks with grace will have the king for a friend. The eyes of the Lord keep watch over knowledge, but he frustrates the words of the unfaithful. The sluggard says,
"There's a lion outside. I'll be killed in the public square."
The mouth of an adulterous woman is a deep pit. A man who is under the Lord's wrath falls into it. Folly is bound up in the heart of a child, but the rod of discipline will drive it far away. Those who oppress the poor to increase their wealth, and those who give gifts to the rich, both come to poverty. Pay attention and turn your ear to the sayings of the wise. Apply your heart to what I teach, for it is pleasing when you keep them in your heart and have all of them ready on your lips. So that your trust may be in the Lord, I teach you today, even you. Have I not written 30 sayings for you, sayings of counsel and knowledge, teaching you to be honest and to speak the truth, so that you bring back truthful reports to those you serve?
Do not exploit the poor because they are poor, and do not crush the needy in court. For the Lord will take up their case and will exact life for life.
Do not make friends with the hot-tempered. Do not associate with those who are easily angered, or you may learn their ways and get yourself ensnared.
Do not be one who shakes hands in pledge or puts up security for debts. If you lack the means to pay, your very bed will be snatched from under you.
Do not move an ancient boundary stone set up by your ancestors.
Do you see those who are skilled in their work? They will serve before kings. They will not serve before officials of low rank.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, or give to this work, visit our website at www.streamglobe.org.